Journalists really do have to take on the tough jobs when they join the ABC. Lisa Herbert has put her life on the line today. She's taken herself off to the Country Music Capital Festival. It's all going off in Tamworth today. Lisa, that is a noisy little part of the world you found yourself in.
Welcome to Peel Street. This is where it all happens. There are buskers probably every 20 metres or so vying for a few dollar coins of everyone who walks past. There are lots of stalls. There are trucks everywhere trying to sell their wares. People in all sorts of outfits. You see some people dressed to the nines in their country gear and their big hats, and other people who look like they haven't been home yet from the big concert last night or something like that. People seem to be holding up to the heat. Yeah, not too bad. The pubs were doing a roaring trade. Well, the air-conditioned pubs were doing a roaring trade yesterday. Temperatures around about 39, 40 degrees in Tamworth yesterday, and it was really reflected with numbers down in the street. But like I said, I guess a fair few beers being drunk just to cool the system down.
Only to cool the system down, Lisa. It would have nothing to do with personal choice, would it?
Hydration is very, very important. I feel quite sad for some of these buskers from time to time because they're out here for hours on end, and it really is quite warm, and they're busking on the street, so the reflection of the sun and the heat from the bitumen, you know, going straight into their faces, and they're dripping in sweat, and often people are just throwing them money just to, you know, just to make sure they keep going and, you know, can afford some water.
So Lisa, how has the festival been so far for you? Has it been a good one? What are the highlights?
Yeah, it's been a great festival. It's been an interesting one. The argument year after year is so many artists charging for their shows. Once upon a time, it was a showcase where you could see free shows, like every pub you went to was free. But these days, you have to pay to see a lot of these supposedly reputable artists. And people kind of go, well, you know, it's expensive enough to come to Tamworth and pay accommodation and food and pay for your holiday, let alone having, you know, to dip in your pocket $20 every time to see an artist of note. It comes down to, what does the artist want? Does the artist take a punt that they're going to fill a showroom at $20 a pop? Or do they take, you know, or do they take a few shows to the street and sell merchandise and get a flat fee from the pub they're playing in? These days, some of these buskers are incredible. They are really, really handy musicians, and I've noticed definitely this year a definite increase in the quality of buskers.
Wasn't that a particular push though? Didn't they have to audition or send in audition tapes?
That was something that they attempted, the local council and organising committee tried last year, and it didn't work. It kind of segregated the festival, that a lot of the buskers were moved off the main drag.
Now, the busking is not the only controversy in this year's festival. There has been quite a dust-up in the lead-up to the festival, and I understand that it continues.
It all came about with the Golden Guitars. Two great Australian artists, Adam Harvey and Troy Cassidaly, were nominated for 6 Golden Guitars, which is the best awards that country music of Australia have. But the then president, John Williamson of the Country Music Association, he quit in a bit of furor, saying that the Americanisms was creeping into country music. And the reason, one of the reasons he said that was because the album put out by Troy Cassidaly and Adam Harvey, it was a duets album, did have a couple of American covers on it. And in the wash-up of that, Troy Cassidaly and Adam Harvey pulled out of the Golden Guitars. Adam Harvey spoke about it on ABC local radio this morning, and he said he's not bitter, there's no aftertaste left in his mouth, and he thinks that the Night of Nights should be about celebrating country music and not about any controversy about who should be in it and who shouldn't. He reiterates that people should be the judges. If people want to buy his music, that's great. If they don't want to buy his music, well, that's great too.
He sounds like a thoroughly decent chap, but it sounds like he's taking a very sensible approach to the whole thing.
As is Troy Cassidaly. I just saw Troy and he just said, no, I just want to play music. I had time off in my family. He had a holiday in New York with his wife and 2 kids, and he goes, you know what, I just want to come back and play music. That said, it's a different story with John Williamson, who sparked this controversy. He won't do any media unless the media will give him assurance that this controversy isn't brought up in the interviews.
Do you think John Williamson might be regretting this somewhat?
I think he probably does have some regrets, but again, you wouldn't know. He does say that he was taken out of context.
But all of this controversy obviously is not dulling the spirits or dampening the fervour at Tamworth this week. It sounds like you guys are having a corker.
Absolutely not. And for the people who like that kind of American influence, there are artists who do that, but there are some very, very Australiana artists here as well. But as for me, I'm wandering to the busker who just happens to be playing drums, but they look like garbage bins. It's just one of the many eclectic things that you see at the Tamworth Country Music Festival.